So this is an introduction to part two of the IELTS speaking exam. We're going to talk about four different things for this introduction. First, what is part two? I'm going to talk about a couple example task cards. And also, what English speaking ability do you need for part two? And what strategies do you need to be successful for part two? So let's look at what is part two? So for part two, you will need to talk about one topic for 1 to 2 minutes. It is recommended, highly recommended, highly suggested that you aim to talk for the 2 minutes. First, you will receive a task card, and then you will have 1 minute to take notes about the topic before you begin talking. Then you will talk for 1 to 2 minutes. Again, make sure you aim to talk for 2 minutes. And finally, the examiner may also ask 1 to 2 follow-up questions. So what is a task card? So here are some example task cards. You might receive one that is the topic based on a country flag or an interesting place in your city, a book you have read, or a movie you watched when you were little. Sometimes you need to talk about experiences you had in the past or something you learned or a person you met. These are all different example topics. So after the topic, the task card will have 4 to 5 questions or statements for you to help talk about the topic. So you need to be sure you address these questions. They're very helpful for organizing your thoughts, and you're expected to answer these questions. Okay, so what English speaking ability do you need for part two? So part two tests your speaking ability on a lot of different factors. However, some factors are more important than others. Some things are more important than others. It is necessary to do everything you need to do for a band score 9, but there are some things you can do to just increase your band score. So let's look at some of these. So again, part two tests your ability like any other part of the test, but there are some specific skills you need to be sure to have for part two in order to achieve a higher band score. So these include your ability to add details, your ability to change between tenses in your speech, your ability to speak at length, your ability to use discourse markers, and your ability to transition. So let's look at adding details. Okay, so for part two, most times you will have to talk about an event or something that happened in the past. In order to do this, you need to be able to tell a story and add details to the event that happened. For example, the task card might ask you about a time that you learned something new. So you will need to talk about what happened, when it happened, how it happened, and who was involved. To answer these questions, you need to provide details. Okay, so here's an example of a story for someone who went to the beach. Now pay attention and look at the underlined words in bold. Those are the details added to the story. So we went on a trip to the beach last summer. It is far from the city where I live, but it was such a nice trip. I went with my family and my best friend. We got on a bus and rode the bus for 3 hours to get to the beach. The beach was amazing and so beautiful. I really loved that trip. So details answer the questions like who, what, where, when, and how. So for example, the beach was what, last summer was when, far is a description. So using descriptive words is also another great way to add details. Nice is another descriptive word. Who, I went with my family and my best friend. How, we got on a bus and rode for 3 hours, and a couple more descriptive words like amazing and beautiful. So that's one skill you need to achieve a high band score on part two. Let's look at the second one, ability to change between tenses in your speech. So in part two, the task card will ask you about the past and the future. You may even need to use the present tense depending on your answer, so depending on how you answer the question. For example, one task card we had was, tell me about a book you read. This was from the example. What was it? What happened in the book? How did it make you feel? And what did you learn from it? So all of the questions you can see are in the past tense, right? So you have to be careful about the last question, What did you learn from it? So you can see the question is in the past tense, but your answer will use the past tense and possibly the future or present tense. Just depends on how you might answer the question. So if we look below, we use the present tense. So I learned that you should always be nice to people you meet. So this is the past tense, I learned. And now, when I meet someone new, I try to be as nice as possible. So now it's the present tense. So here the past tense is learned, but the answer shifts to the present tense. It changes to the present tense with the word now, showing or indicating the present. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, ability to speak at length. What does this mean? Okay, so since part two requires you to speak for 1 to 2 minutes, it is really testing your ability to talk about a topic at length. Meaning, can you talk about the topic for a long enough time? Can you talk about the topic for 2 minutes, like suggested? So in order to do this, you need to be sure you have the vocabulary necessary to talk about the topic. Also, your ability to use discourse markers. So using discourse markers is necessary for achieving a higher band score. And during part two of the IELTS speaking exam, this is a great opportunity to use them. An example of a discourse marker is anyway. So when talking about our experience, we can use the discourse marker anyway. Let's use the same example from the previous one about the book. So the book told a story about how it is important to help people. Anyways, now, whenever I meet someone new, I try to help them. So anyways is the discourse marker to shift to talk about a different idea. And then finally, your ability to transition. So this is important for part two, and it goes along with using discourse markers and changing between tenses. So for part two, you need to be able to transition between ideas smoothly and naturally. One way to do this is by being able to use various discourse markers, transitional phrases, and your ability to change between tenses. So that's it for the different aspects of your speaking ability. Let's look at some strategies. Okay, so some strategies you need is a good note-taking strategy. So for part one, you have 1 minute to take notes, and you need a good strategy for this part. You also need a transition strategy. How will you talk about the topic? What will you say first? What will you say second, third, or last? How will you transition between one idea to another? And a strategy in case you get stuck. So what if you don't know what to say? You need a strategy. You need something you can do in case you forget or you don't have anything to say. So all of these strategies will help you stay organized in your response, use transitions, and be able to talk at length for part two. So we will talk more about these strategies in a later lesson, and you will have an opportunity in this course to practice using these strategies as well.